Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here. The Safari Quiz Show is brought to you by the amazing preschool and after school program Safari Kid. And their information can be found on safarikidca.com. Safarikidca.com. Don't forget to like the Safari Quiz Show on Facebook. The more likes we have, the more likely it is that we'll continue doing the show. So if you like the show, you want it to continue, go to Facebook, go to the Safari Quiz Show page and hit like. Also, there's a bonus question every week. There's an extra question that I put up there. So you can always try to match your wits the same way our kids in the studio do. And today we have three contestants in the studio. So before we meet them, I want to mention our sponsors, without whom our prizes would not be possible. So our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. He's a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. Handles accounting, payroll, corporate LLC, partnership tax preparation and individual tax preparation. I guess for our listeners, individual tax preparation, tax season is on the way. So I guess that's the most important thing. Do contact them at 510-825-7563 or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com. That's SanjeevCPA.com. Best of all, you get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. The Safari Quiz Show is also sponsored by Anil Ratnani of New York Life. If you're a parent like me, planning for your child's higher education must be a big priority. Anil Ratnani can provide you with creative ideas and strategies to use financial and insurance solutions to secure your child's future. Call Anil at 408-634-5020, 408-634-5020 to learn more or visit www.anilratnani.com. I think it's always nice to be well informed about your options before you make your decision about how you want to invest and save your money, right? Okay, so let's meet our contestants. They're all returning contestants, so they're all very well prepared. Let's see how they do on today's categories. But first, let's meet them. Our first contestant is Rishabh. Welcome back to the show. Rishabh, speak into the mic.
Hello, my name is Rishabh. I go to John Gomes Elementary and I'm in fifth grade. I like to swim and I play tennis.
Cool. All right. So did you watch the Sochi Olympics?
Yes, I did.
You did? Which was your favorite category there?
I guess it was hockey and skiing.
Oh, yeah. Hockey looks very violent to me. And complicated. It's probably the only sport where you have three sections, right? Instead of the usual two or four quarters or two halves, I think ice hockey has three sections of 20 minutes each, right?
Yeah.
It's very complicated. Plus violent. So imagine, violent and complicated. Interesting. Okay, let's meet our next contestant, Pranav. Welcome back to the show, Pranav.
Hello, my name is Pranav and I go to Forest Park Elementary. I'm in fifth grade and I watch the Olympics and I like ice. I like hockey.
You like hockey too?
Yeah.
Did you ever get to play it or try it?
No, I just go skating most of the time.
Oh, you go skating?
Yeah.
Do you go skating in the park in San Jose?
No, I go to Shark's Ice.
Shark's Ice, yeah. Right. That's in Fremont, isn't it? South Fremont somewhere? I don't like the cold. Plus, the only time I tried ice skating, I fell so many times. I decided too old to try it. I think this is good to try as a kid. You know, you don't mind falling. You fall from a shorter distance, you see. I fall from a higher distance. Okay, our third contestant is Shreyas. Welcome back to the show, Shreyas.
Hello, my name is Shreyas. I go to Johnson Elementary School in Milpitas. And I didn't watch the Sochi Olympics.
What do you do for fun?
Well, I go swimming. I like the sport of snowboarding, but I didn't try it yet.
So, do you go skiing in the winter?
Yes, I went once, but my dad fell like 3 or 4 times, but I fell not.
You fell more or less?
Zero.
Zero, all right. See, this is the problem with all us parents who try skiing as grown-ups when we take our kids skiing. I hated it so much that I never go. And my poor daughter, I think, misses out on that. And we have to figure out a way for her to have fun without needing us. Okay, so we have at least one topic, I think, that everybody likes, right? Which is Roman mythology.
Yeah.
No?
Kind of.
Okay, two yeses, one no. But our other two categories are words ending with age and nuts. So let's start with a slightly easier category. Today I'm doing the scoring because my scorers, my usual assistants, Anu and Lori, my daughter, have ditched me. So I'm going to have to do it myself. Michael has offered to help, but I want him on the switch and not letting unauthorized music through. So I'm doing it. Boys, you're going to be very honest, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. The only thing is, every time they get two five-pointers, they're like, can I exchange it? Can I exchange it? Can I exchange it? That's a very kid thing, right? The moment if you give a kid a bunch of coins, immediately they'll start consolidating. Can I get two dimes? Can I get a nickel for two dimes? Can I get two nickel? You know, whatever. Right or not?
Yeah.
Yes. I know how your kids behave. Okay. So shall we begin our first category?
Of course.
Words ending with age. All right, let's do a buzzer check. I always like to do that nowadays because we have temperamental buzzers. Go ahead. Working. And everybody knows the technique. They're all holding the buzzer in their palms with their thumbs ready to press it. Yes.
Yeah.
First question in our category, words ending with age. What you speak?
Language.
Very good. Oh. 10 points to Rishabh. Question number 2. Where actors perform?
Stage.
Very good. That was Shreyas. Good job. Question number 3. If you're better at playing a sport than your opponent, you have this over him.
Advantage.
Very good. 10 points. Everybody's on the board now. Question number 4. You have to earn a minimum this to live.
Wage.
Wage. Very good. That was Pranav. Question number 5. Fun so far? Or yeah. Still nervous?
Nervous.
When you have... Oh, this is a tricky one. When you have aches and pains, this can help. When you have aches and pains, this can help.
Massage.
That's right. Very good. 10 points to Pranav. I know you don't spell it as age, so I thought, this might be tricky. Okay. Question number 6. When you learn from your parents about their childhood customs and culture, you are getting this from them.
Knowledge.
That is not an age word, though. It sounds like it. It's a good try, though. You have points? Because you owe me 5. Give me that. All right. Question passes to Risha. When you learn this from your parents about their childhood customs and culture, you're getting this from them. They are passing on their... Pass? Say pass.
Pass.
Heritage.
Oh!
Heritage. Okay, question number 7. What your parents pay for living in a nice house?
Mortgage.
Oh. Very good. 10 points. Yay. Question number 9. If you're not civilized, you are a? Barbarian. But that doesn't end with age. So what else? Something like a barbarian. He's not civilized. He's a? Blank. Savage.
Oh.
He's a savage. Okay. Question number 10. Green vegetable with many layers.
Cabbage.
Oh. Very good. Oh. 10 points. I think it's very, very close at the end of the first round. But before we see how the kids in the studio are doing, we of course have our listener question. Here's our listener question in the category words ending with age. Guys, your mics are still on. So if you talk, our listeners are going to listen. Here we go. First, our call-in number, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And our first question, and our listener question, first listener question is, dimes, nickels, pennies, and quarters all together are called this. Dimes, nickels, pennies, and quarters are all called this. Let's go to our first caller who has taken a little bit of a gamble because they didn't hear the question and our phone still lit up. Go for it, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I think the answer is coinage. My name is Swati.
Swati?
Yeah.
Hey, nice. New caller. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air. Ooh, turn the radio down, please. Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Venus.
Yes, Venus.
And I think the answer is coinage.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is coinage.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rick.
Hi, Rick.
And the answer is coin.
Thank you, Rick. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is coinage.
Thank you, Shivam.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya.
Shreya?
And I think the answer is coinage.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is coinage.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is coinage.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is coinage.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is coinage.
Thank you, Gaurav. And last caller for our first question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, my name is...
Just turn the radio down and tell me your name.
Hello, my name is...
I think it's spooked. The process spooked them. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishan, and the answer is coin.
Wait, what's your name again? You're the last caller, so tell me your name properly.
Ishan.
Spell it.
I-S-S-A-A-N.
Ishan. All right. Ishan was the last caller for our first question. If you've still been trying to reach us, don't worry. We have two more questions coming up. We're going to take a break. When we come back, who won our first listener question and how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
See how well I've trained them. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have three fifth graders with us today. We have Rishabh, Pranav and Shreyas. But before we see how they did in our first category, which was words ending with age, we have to see what the first listener question and answer were. The first listener question was, dimes, nickels, pennies and quarters all together are called this. And the answer was indeed coinage. Everybody got it right. And of all the correct answers, Shreyas has picked out the winner. Go ahead, Shreyas.
The winner of the first listener question is Venus.
Venus. Woohoo. Good job, Venus. So write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And you can be sure to mention your question, your answer, and your contact information. And another request I want to make of all our listeners, especially our listener winners, please write to us today. In fact, today I saw there was an email from someone who had won the listener question last week. And that is a really big gap. It makes our producer, Anu, find it really hard to keep track of who she has given out the prizes to and who she hasn't. And sometimes we get, you know, emails back 2 weeks down the line saying, I sent you an email, but I never got a reply. It would just make it so much easier if all our listeners just went home after this show and typed in safariquizshow@gmail.com and sent us the email saying, I won today. And that way we're done with it by the end of Saturday. And Anu can just hand out your prizes sooner, in fact. So please do that. All right. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing in our first category. After our first category, words ending with age. Let's see. Rishabh, go for it. How many points do you have?
I have 20.
20 points. Pranav, how many points do you have?
I have 30 points.
Pranav has 30 points and Shreyas has?
15.
15. That's really, really close. I think Michael knows that. That's really, really close. So at this point, it's anybody's game. So we are going to save the best category, which is the Roman mythology, for the end. And we are going to do our second category today, which is nuts. And that's what I get when sometimes these kids cause me too much trouble. I go nuts, which is why the category, nuts. But we, of course, we're talking about the edible kind, not the loony kind. Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
First, let's do a buzzer check. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working. And let's go for our first question in our nut category. This nut, also called edamame, is used to make a milk substitute for people with allergies.
Soy.
Soy. Very good. 10 points to Shreyas. Question number 2. This nut is called groundnut in India. Groundnut. This nut is called groundnut in India for obvious reasons. It grows under the ground.
Peanut.
Peanut. Very good. 10 points to Rishabh. Question number 3. This nut is actually a seed that grows on the outside of fruit that is called a kind of apple. This nut is actually a seed that grows on the outside of fruit that is called a kind of apple. So you can, when you look at the entire thing, you'll see the fruit is on top and the nut is on the bottom.
Cashew?
Cashew. Very good. 10 points to Rishabh. Was that a guess?
No, I knew it.
You knew it?
Yeah.
Okay. It took a while to think about it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 4. This brown colored nut is often used to describe beautiful eyes.
Hazelnut.
Hazelnuts don't look like... I hope I don't have eyes like hazelnuts. -5. Question passes to Shreyas.
Pass.
This, obviously, it has an eye-shaped look. It looks like an eye.
Oh, can I not pass?
No, too late, Shreyas. You want to take a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty of... No, not you. Rishabh, you want to take
pass.
A... Pass. You want to take a chance at it, Pranav? No. Almonds.
Oh,
almonds. Yes. Almonds look like an eye.
Yeah.
Yes. And in poetry, they'll always call the girl that she has almond eyes. Almond looking eyes. Okay. Question number 5. This nut is green and is currently being promoted by Psy of Gangnam Style.
Pistachio.
That was a green one that happened.
Cool. Pistachio.
Pistachio. Very good. 10 points. Everybody knew it and but Pranav buzzed first. Pistachio. I knew the reference to Psy would get them. Okay. Question number 6. In the U.S., this nut is predominantly grown in Hawaii.
Macadamia.
Very good. That was Rishabh again. Okay, question number 7. Ready?
Yeah.
This nut, also known as a filbert, is used to make the popular spread Nutella.
Hazelnut.
Oh. This time you're right. Hazelnut is used to make Nutella, which every child likes.
Yeah.
I think it's less to do with the hazelnut and more to do with the chocolate. I think it's a good excuse to have chocolate. Okay, question number 8. The shape of these popular nuts can remind you of the human brain.
Walnuts.
Very good. 10 points to Shreya. So it's like, yeah. In fact, he got that idea in his brain. Zoop. That's right. Question number 9. This next nut sort of looks like the walnut, but it has a sweeter taste and is often used in pies.
Walnut?
We just did walnut. I said it sort of looks like the walnut, but it has a sweeter taste and is often used in pies. Question passes to Pranav.
Pass.
Question passes to Shreyas. You don't want to take a chance?
We don't make pies, so no. Pass.
You don't eat pies either?
No.
So sad. The answer is pecan.
Pecan
pie. And it looks very much like a walnut. In fact, if you keep them next to each other, you can see why they look like each other a little bit. Okay, question number 10. Last question in this round. This nut, named after the country where it's grown, is found in the Amazon forests.
Brazil nut.
Very good. 10 points to Rishabh, who was quick on the draw. I think the other boys knew it too. And we come to the end of our nut round. I hope you had fun because it's now time for you, the listener, to try your hand at the next question. Boys, shush. Our call-in number, 510-770-1550. And I think you will know the answer because you've been doing really well. But this question is for our listeners. 510-770-1550. The next food item has the word nut in its name, but it's not really a nut. It is a seed or a fruit. It is brown on the outside and has a sweet drink on the inside. Hey, shush! I can hear you. It's a seed or a... it's brown on the outside and has a sweet drink on the inside. Let's go to our first caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is a coconut.
Sabina thinks coconut. Let's go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Venus.
Hi, Venus. Congrats on the last win. And tell me, what's your answer?
My answer is coconut.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is coconut.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya. And I think the answer is coconut.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is coconut.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name
My name is Soumya, and I think the answer is coconut.
Is it Soumi?
Soumya.
Oh, Soumya, welcome to the show. New name. Thank you for your answer. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is coconut.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is coconut.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and the answer is coconut.
Thank you, Murtaza, and next caller will be the last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is coconut.
Thank you, Yash. Yash was our last caller for listener question number 2. We still have one more question after our third round, so keep listening. Right now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won the second question as well as how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya and three...
Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I have 3 fifth graders on my show today, Risha, Pranav and Shreyas. And they've been doing really well in our 2 categories so far. Our second category was nuts. And before we see how they did after the end of the second category, let's see who won our second listener question. This time, the winner was picked by Pranav. So Pranav, go ahead and announce the winner of the second listener question.
The winner of the second listener question was Shreya.
Shreya. Shreya was the winner of the second listener question. All right. Shreya, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And please do so today, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And please mention the question, the answer, and also some contact information for yourself. So, wonderful. Congratulations. And now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. First up, Rishabh. How many points do you have?
55.
Rishabh has 55 and he needs to speak into the mic. Pranav, what about you?
45.
Pranav has 45. And Shreyas?
35.
Wow, that is so close. 55, 45 and 35. Things may completely change at the end of our third round, which is a Roman mythology round. A Roman mythology. Please do not get confused with the Greek gods. Otherwise, the Roman gods will be very mad. All right. So let's see. Do I have points to give out? I do. Hopefully, all enough. Tens. Yeah, I don't have enough points to give out if all of you get all the answers right. Here we go. Okay, ready? First question. God of beginnings and transitions. Okay, you know what? Let's do a buzzer check. Yes, it is working. God of beginnings and transitions, also of gates, doors, passages, ending, and time. I'll give you a clue, some more clues if you absolutely can't get it, because this particular answer lends itself to a very nice bonus clue. No? Everybody's blank?
Yeah.
You remember that most of our month names come from the Romans. Now tell me, God of beginnings and transitions, gates, doors, passages, endings and times. And the clue is that the biggest important clue is that he's a God of beginnings. And I'm telling you that the Romans were most responsible for naming all our months of the year. Okay, work it out. You know, if somebody's thinking something, just speak it aloud.
Janus.
Okay, you have to buzz in.
Janus
is right. 10 points to Shreyas. Good on you for guessing. We give bonus for people who take risks. Awesome. So yes, Janus. Janus is the god of beginnings. And you can see why the first month of the year is January. The tube light just went off in a couple of other brains right now. Okay, question number 2. God of fire, including the fire of volcanoes.
Vulcan.
The volcanoes was too easy, huh? Yeah. Just gave it away. Question number 3. Goddess of the hunt and wildlife.
Hera.
Minus 5. Yes, give me that 5 points. Question passes to Shreyas.
Pass.
Minerva?
Nope. It's Diana. Yes, minus 5 points. Yes, Greek, Roman, do not confuse the two. Question number 4. Goddess of good luck. Goddess of good luck. She's one of the lesser gods, goddesses, gods.
Minor gods?
Minor gods, yes. She's one of the minor gods. Goddess of good luck. Think about the again bonus clue here, think about the other names for good luck. And because a lot of our words come from Latin, really. So this one does certainly. So if someone has a string of good things happening to them, saying his what is very good, his he has good what? No. Fortuna. Fortuna.
Fortune.
Good fortune. Yes. Okay, question number 5. Goddess of wisdom and sponsor of arts, trade and defense. Goddess of wisdom.
Minerva.
Minerva. Very good. That's correct. 10 points to Pranav. Okay, question number 6. Tellus or Terra Mater was the goddess of this. Again, it requires a little thought, but I know you can get it. Tellus, or her name was Terra Mater. Terra Mater. So if you think of the word Terra, what is it usually used as a prefix for? Terra. Terra Mater. Mater, of course, means mother. Terra Mater was the goddess of... Guess, Rishabh, I know you want to. Terra Mater. Take a chance. Go for it. Remember, I've given you half the clue. Mater is mother. Terra Mater. No? It's not ringing a bell? Don't want to take a guess?
No.
It's the goddess of the earth. Mother Earth. Terra Mater. Terra. Terrain. Terra.
Terra.
Yes. Goddess of this. Guess. Come on. I know it's all there in your brain. Okay. Goddess of agriculture, grain crops, fertility, and motherly relationships. She was also, I believe, the mother of Proserpine. She was so mad, she had to go and drag her daughter out of the underworld. Goddess of... Yes, everybody remembers Demeter, who was the Greek, but who was the Roman equivalent? No. I think I did stump them with this category. Ceres.
No wonder.
Okay, question number 8. God of financial gain, messages, travelers.
There's a god like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mercury,
very good. Question number 9, this is a tough one. Sorry, guys. God of wine. You know this, everybody's like, I know this, but it's not coming to the tip of their tongues. God of wine. Okay, this is a tough one, so I'm going to give you big clue.
Mm-hmm.
Big clue. Drinking, the formal name for indulging in drink is also called libation. Libation. So, who's the god of wine? I'm not going to give you any clues. You want to answer, you're a buzz, Shreyas. He's trying to like, tell me. Okay, this is a tough one. It's Liber.
Liber.
Liber, was it?
In Greek is Dionysus.
Yes, in Greek is Dionysus. I think because of your Rick Riordan books, everybody knows Greek mythology way better than Roman, right?
Yeah,
but we've done Greek mythology so often. So anyway, question number 10. Goddess of the home and family. I did give you these categories in advance. You know, I should have studied a little bit.
Yeah.
Goddess of the home and family is Vesta.
Vesta.
Okay, so that was a big failure as a round because it really stumped everybody. But we are ready for our listener question, and let's see if our listeners do better than our kids in the studio today. 510-770-1550 is the category, is the number to call in. 510-770-1550. And here is the question in the category Roman mythology. God of war and also an agricultural guardian. God of war. And of course the kids in the studio are saying, why the heck didn't you ask us that? Because that was something we knew. All right, Michael, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. I think that's...
The answer is Martis.
What? Spell it. Spell your name first. Who is this? Sabina? Man, yep. That's a really bad connection. You know, try again, please, with a better line because I cannot hear you at all. Let's go to our next caller. Yes, go ahead. No. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Amy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Venus and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Madhav and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is Mars.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Hi, Anish. What's your answer?
Oh, Mars.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja and I think the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Pooja. And last caller for our question today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy and the answer is Mars.
Thank you, Lippy. All right, so that was, Lippy was the last caller for our third question of the day, which means we are coming pretty soon to the end of our show, but we'll take a quick break to tally up all the scores in the studio as well as finding out who won our Roman mythology listener question, where the listeners did way better than the kids in the studio. Jieja,
Sawal Quiz Show!
Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Rishabh, Pranav and Shreyas. And before we see how they did, let's go over our third listener question, which was, in Roman mythology, who's the god of war? And everybody got it right. Indeed, it was Mars. And did you know that he is also the god of agriculture? Which seems very weird, because what's the connection? But remember, for these societies, they were agricultural societies. So having a good crop was really important. Otherwise, you'd starve, right? So it's not that surprising that a god of war should also be the god of agriculture. But let's see who won. This time, the winner was picked by Rishabh. Go ahead, Rishabh, announce the winner.
The winner is Yash.
Yash. Yes, you pronounced that right. Congratulations, Yash. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. It's not kid show, it's quiz show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Also send us in your category ideas, any feedback about the show, any questions about the show, everything. That's the home base for all the questions about the show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I also want to mention one more time, the show is brought to you by Safari Kid, and the information about them is at safarikidca.com. All right. Let's see how the kids did in the studio. At the end of a second round, we were 55, 45, and 35. Let's see if things have changed since then. Rishabh, what's your score?
70.
Ooh, Rishabh got 70. Pranav, what about you?
50.
And what about you, Shreyas?
45, same. 10 points more.
Yeah, everybody did well, better than they did at the end of the second round. But the winner today is Rishabh. Woohoo! Awesome. Well done. And with that, we come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.